or maybe we get to the song specifically. You mentioned Manic Depressive a moment ago. The Florestan or Eusebius Raro triumvirate there. What is this telling us, if not about the German artists of the Romantic period generally, what does it tell us about Schumann specifically that he would adopt a strategy like this to compose?
I think what the Romantic artist does is to relate himself directly to the world, not merely in a trivial Romantic way by telling us all about his lives and loves and so on, but in a serious Romantic way. It's the music of the brain as well as the heart. He wants to tell us about his intellectual experiences and the way he actually conceives the world philosophically. And in doing that, he has no alternative, as none of us have, but to see the world through his own eyes and his own personality. And in Schumann's case, that personality, perhaps not by chance, happened to be dual. It is a feature of the German 19th century that its songwriters, certainly, had cyclic tendencies, to put the thing mildly, or in extreme cases, were manic-depressive psychotics, one could put it that way.